Let us join together in our opening prayer. Gracious God, we celebrate your presence with us. You have invited us into your house to bring you the offering of our lives, the sacrifice of our praise, and the worship of our hearts. We come joyfully to celebrate Christ's birth because we love you, we adore you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you may be seated, lighting the Advent wreath, the McIntyre family.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, with the heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were seated with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to praise of his glory. We light all the candles of the Advent wreath to our show our waiting is done.
There's a little button underneath that you have to put back there again.
Now we light the Christ candle to show his very presence with us this very night. Christ has come. Rejoice.
Hallelujah. We give our thanks and praise to God for his most wonderful gift. Amen and amen. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Let us join in the singing of Away in the Manger. Would you stand?
Away in our manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Good evening. Today's scripture reading begins with Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14, the shepherds and the angels. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Thank you.
Okay, the second scripture reading tonight is from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 19, the shepherd's journey to Bethlehem. When the angels went from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord had made known to us." And they went and with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
My wife and I prepared something for the children this evening, but with our concerns about COVID and mixing together, I'm going to ask the children to stay where they are. I think they'll be able to see the screen well enough. And down here we have our friends, the cow and the sheep, the dove, the donkey, and the camel that you'll see in this video.
Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable road. The friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried her safely to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown.
Playing myself, right? Mm-hmm. Here you are, little one. Welcome to our world. It's quite a world, but I guess you know that. You also know that I love babies. Oh, I suppose it was probably because growing up, my mother was having babies, and I was in the middle of that family, and by the time she stopped having children, my older brothers and sisters were having babies. Oh. And you've given me babies at home and in the church. How I loved my children. Still do, but they're not tiny like you anymore. Oh, when Andrew was born, you know, papas burst their buttons, and I was proud of him. But Addie, when she was born, that little girl wrapped me around her little finger just like that. And it was a very little finger, too, let me tell you. Oh, my. And I used to take them and hold them, and I'd hook my hand this way and snuggle them right into my neck and pat them on the back and sway. And I'd sing them your song, Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. And I'd fall asleep. What a peaceful feeling. We sing about that tonight, about sleeping in heavenly peace, but I don't know how well you could sleep in that stable. You know, it was a strange thing, the circumstances of your birth, I must say. From the very first, when Mary was told that she was going to have a baby, but she wasn't married yet, and she agreed because it was what God wanted. What a faithful servant. And then Joseph, when he heard that she was going to have a baby, and though they were engaged, it wasn't his, he knew that. Well, because he was a good man, he was just going to divorce her quietly, break the contract with her father so that she wouldn't receive the punishment for adultery, which was stoning. But he took Mary to be his wife. And they traveled to Bethlehem because that's where he had to go with the tax, with the census. And there you were born. You know, from the beginning, we didn't really make room for you. I mean, there was the rude stable with the manger that was your crib. No room for you. And that kind of followed right through to the end when one of us betrayed you, and all of us denied you, and we cried for your crucifixion. But you were faithful to the Father's will, and you did it for us. And so now we have so many names for you, little one. Oh, we call you the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley, God of Gods, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, yes, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Yes, you are the Lion of Judah, the way, the truth, the life, the resurrection and the life. You are the gate. You're the only way. You have so many names. Jehovah Jireh, Elohim, El Shaddai. You, Jesus, most of all, are our Savior. And that's what your name means. Your parents were told to name you that. The angel said, name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. It's why you came. It's what you accomplished. And you had to come into the world and be one of us to do that. And tonight we celebrate that, Jesus. Oh, how we love you. Because you first loved us. Thank you. Thank you. And tonight we remember that you are the most precious Christmas gift of all. There is nothing like you ever. You are the best and always will be. So welcome to our world. No, let me change that, because you were the reason this came into being. You were there at the creation. I will say it the way it should be said. Welcome to your world. At this time, we will present our offerings to our Lord. I would like to let it be known that the Finance Committee recommended to the Council, which agreed that any loose offering, any offering that is not in the regular church envelopes, will go to the United Methodist Committee on Relief, UMCOR, as we call it. And with all the tornadoes that they've experienced toward the south, this will be a very good use. I also want to let the officers and the staff of Holiday Park United Methodist Church know that my Christmas gift to them is a donation to UMCOR in honor of their work here. And now to you, O God, we present tithes, offerings, and gifts, praying your blessing upon it, that as we give it and it is used in your kingdom, that it would do a mighty work. In the name of Christ, our wonderful Lord. Amen.
Okay. You can sit down, I believe. Okay. The Lord of glory came seeking a place to be born. Mary was willing. Joseph was willing. The citizens of Bethlehem were not and gave him no room. You join me in unison prayer?
We confess our selfishness to you, O God.
We have filled our lives with preparations to celebrate the family and friends.
Forgive us for being too busy for you. Enlarge our hearts that we may receive you, not just into our church time, but in every aspect of our lives. Be with us wherever we are, and use us there. School, work, home, and community. Fill us with your spirit, that the world may know Christ abides in us. In his holy name, amen.
For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Lord God Almighty, you have acted on our behalf to bring us into relationship with you. When we rebelled in the garden, you sought us and covered our sin. When evil grew and all the people did what they thought was right in their own eyes, but didn't consult you, you sent your commandments and your prophets. In the fullness of time, you provided the ultimate gift coming to us in your Son, our Savior. He was born an innocent baby and never lost that innocence. He was tempted in all ways, even as we are, yet without sin. By his blameless character, he was able to make perfect sacrifice for our sins. Christ was born for this, and so, on this night of all nights, we're not only celebrating his wondrous birth, we are remembering his death, the very purpose for which he came to earth. Even now, we remember his virgin birth, holy life, perfect sacrifice in death, and his glorious resurrection.
All praise to you, eternal Father, blessed Son,
and precious Holy Spirit,
we offer you honor and glory.
Amen. Your plan of salvation for humanity was accomplished through this most tender of all gifts, your only begotten Son. We look back to him, to his birth, in his ministry of miracles and teaching, his death and resurrection. We look forward to his return as promised when he instituted this meal with his disciples in the upper room, where he took the bread and blessed and broke it. And after the meal, he took the cup, blessed it, and shared it. He has given us a foretaste of glory divine. Christ was born.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Now pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and cup, that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ, and we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. This is my body, broken for you. This is my blood, shed for you. We pray in his name. As always, the bread is gluten-free for those who have that concern. The ushers will come and distribute it to you, and we will hold it all, please, so we can receive together.
Thank you.
the blood of Christ given for you, the body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins, drink with a grateful heart. You join in the unison prayer after receiving. You have given yourself to us, O God, so now we give ourselves to you. In the name of the eternal Father, for the sake of the incarnate Son, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask as we participate in the candlelighting that if your candle is burning, please keep it upright. We don't want you to spill hot wax on you or anyone else. Please keep a burning candle upright.